It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We are doing this every Tuesday. They need to come hang out with Mooch and the missus.
That is called fascism. Okay, he is a fascist leader.
He's his own worst enemy. He's creating his own problems. You know, he's like one of those people who can't get out of their own way.
I don't want to be one of those haters.
Okay,
I just want to make...
Everyone is a product of their upbringing and their personal loyalties. I'm a human being, and I probably got overtaken by the excitement of him winning.
The minute you called me to say, boom, as soon as I got that, boom, I called you right back.
Anyway, you lose the argument. All the ladies out there...
My mother's like, why are you cursing so much? I'm like, Ma... Where do you think I learned it from?
We do this podcast. I go into the city. We have dinners together or we'll travel. We spend time to be together as a couple and a family and as business partners. And I feel like it really helps us.
You still love me?
I do.
Okay,
do you still
God.
Love me?
Very much.
Okay. I don't know if you have, I mean, let's
very much my
there.
Liberal, hot wife.
Hello. Okay. So I'm glad we have Anthony's voice on the introduction because he's never in the studio, right, Neil?
No. Neil's I miss him. Where is the guy today?
He's in Abu Dhabi.
Abu
so Neil Dhabi. Is the new Mooch.
Yeah.
He's replaced Anthony for
Uncle
the past
Neil.
2 months. And you guys are probably not even tuning in anymore because it's just me. And I'm sick of hearing myself talk. I told Anthony this morning that if he doesn't show up, that I'm making it a podcast about lipstick and makeup.
Well, I can't contribute to that.
Well, this is how I feel when I'm here talking about politics. So imagine that you could step up to it.
Hey, I'm you wearing could, a suit like Anthony, so, you know.
You guys are the same height.
That's true.
Right?
Do you mistake us?
No, because you're here and he's
right.
not.
Right.
You show up. Mooch? Mooch. Where is Mooch? Where in the world is Mooch? I haven't seen him since Super Bowl Sunday.
No underwear, no thong.
Oh, makes me miss him a little.
The mankini?
Yeah, just the voice and everything, the bad jokes.
Still thinking about that Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, my God. A lot of people. I was saying to
just
my
saying.
Friend this morning that J-Lo hasn't posted anything but herself performing at the Super Bowl.
Seen a lot of Instagram
since
posts.
Since the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'm like, enough. We get it. You performed at the Super Bowl, and you shook your ass.
I probably put out the same thing. I don't know about me shaking my ass, but I put out the same same
every
content
day?
Every day. Probably.
Really?
Why not? Like, gotta promote yourself, right? In that branding?
I guess. That's my problem.
You wouldn't put it out there?
No, that's the problem with me, is that I'm not... I don't like to brag... Or not that I have anything to brag about, but I always think it's like too self-promotional. I'm not good at that. I don't like that. I feel like I'm too humble, probably for my own good. And whenever I do post something, people are always like, oh my God, look at this self-promotional narcissist. And I'm like, really?
I never. You're 15 seconds?
Like, yeah. I mean, I never say anything. I don't give a shit about, like, I don't know. Anyway, I don't need to promote myself.
Do you and Anthony have a discussion about this? Like, because you two probably have a difference of opinion on that.
Well, I mean, he needs to do that for himself because in all honesty,
mm-hmm.
to stay relevant, you have to put yourself out there and you have to be self-promotional and you have to be, you know, on the scene. But I'm not trying to prove it. Like,
You're
I don't
not trying to stay relevant?
No, I'm not.
Trying to take care of your two kids?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay relevant to them.
Yeah.
So... I'm not really looking for any sort of social media or public kind of figure status. So he is. So he needs to do. He's not looking for that. But, you know, it helps our business. And people like him. And he likes people. And he likes to do that. So that's his actual J-O-B. So
right.
I let, you know, I give him credit for being so on top of that.
But someone's got to make the bacon.
Someone has to bring home the bacon. Like I said, I haven't seen him in, like, 10 days, so he's been hustling out there on the road. So we're
home for Valentine's Day, though.
He will.
He knows when to come home.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of flowers in the past 2 weeks.
No collusion.
None. So.
Sad.
It's sad. I feel like I'm a single, ready not to mingle. So, what should we talk about? We could talk about the Quinnipiac polls.
Sure.
I don't like polls. You like polls.
Yeah, well, I don't really like them. I don't believe in them.
Do you believe polls?
I don't believe in them.
I think people are liars.
I agree. I also don't think, as we saw with 2016, people who support Trump are not answering polls because he's ripped the media to shreds. They don't have any trust in establishment. So I think that's what we saw there. So I don't think the polls are that believable, but you know, you can argue different numbers. I do think, though, when you see, like, you know, Bernie Sanders taking the lead up 21% from a month ago, I think, and Biden down, what, 26%?
Well, there
you can
is
see
some
trends.
Accuracy. There is some relevancy, but I don't think it's spot on.
I don't think it's
you
spot
could,
on.
You could see trends trending. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, Biden's but, collapsed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to, it's a tough thing to campaign, you know? And I think he's older. And some people have it and some people don't.
Age, sleepy guy.
I mean, I don't think he's sleepy.
The branding is kind of stuck.
Yeah, that's the thing. He also has Trump planting that seed.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like the, what's that called? Self-fulfilling prophecy when you're like, okay, I'm old, I'm sleepy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then you're forgetting where you are. And you're saying, oh, I'm in New Hampshire, but you're really in...
Well, get this. You know. I see an alert here that Joe Biden has canceled his New Hampshire primary party appearance because of his sagging support.
Oh, really?
And they say, oh, he's already traveled to South Carolina. So as we record this at noon Eastern, that Biden has already left New Hampshire and is already heading down to South Carolina. So he knows he's going to lose. And I got to be honest, if he loses in South Carolina, I guess he's going to be done. I don't know if he can maintain this, the energy that Bernie seems to have at his age.
That's the thing. I'm sure you know more than one person who is one age and then another person the same exact age. And you're like, there's
Act
no
totally
way.
Differently, yeah.
Yeah. So some people have energy and youth and vibrancy on their side and some people don't. And that's just a matter of genetics or something. I don't know what it is, but to me, Bernie Sanders is a lot more fired up than Joe Biden. When I think of Joe Biden, I literally think him standing there with just a microphone and he's like barely moving.
Right.
And he's
well, that's what makes Trump so dynamic. I mean, for him to do a 2-hour rally, agree with him, disagree with him. He definitely, spouts things that make you shake your head when he's giving a rally.
No, but he definitely
but for 2 hours,
right.
A lot of stamina.
You can't take that away from him.
Right.
That's for sure.
Well, even Anthony. Look at Anthony's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
What does he sleep? 4 hours a night?
Right. If that. And he's always on a different time zone, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he keeps up with where he is and if he's supposed to be awake or asleep or what. But, yeah, some people have more of that in them. Like, if I tried to mirror Anthony's schedule, I wind up...
You'd be dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do. I wind up, like, almost hospitalized. And he's fine. Like, he just needs one day to kind of sleep and sit on the couch and watch TV, and then he's fine. But I could never do that. I would die.
It's a crazy schedule, and some people just have that energy. And so when you go away with Anthony and the kids, I mean, he's always working. So what is that like?
Oh,
I mean,
when we go away?
Yeah.
Well, so we're going away this coming week for President's Week, and I always take, like, my mom or something because I know he's so tired, and he has every right to be, that I don't expect him to do much of anything. Like, I just book him massages and, you know, he lays on the beach with us.
See you at dinner.
Well, no, he's with us, but he's not really with us. You know what I mean? He's off in La La Land. He listens to, like, books on tape and zones out, gets massages, marinates. So, but he's entitled because he works his behind off.
Right.
So that's basically our trips in a nutshell.
New Hampshire primary tonight. Yeah. Are you, like, do you watch this or
no.
are you...
No.
You'll go to bed.
Well, first of all, I feel like you don't need to watch anything anymore because you could just wake up and read all about it in 2 seconds, get, like, Cliff's Notes on Twitter or any news outlet.
Yeah.
So I just feel like when you're limited on time, it's not something... I don't think I would choose to watch that over anything else. So if I had like my way, I'd rather watch like Succession or Handmaid's
Succession's
Tale
a great show, by the way.
Very good.
Yeah, so, it's really interesting.
And I'm such a good wife that I watch it with Anthony. So if he's not around, I wait for him. Oh. So I'm in like this waiting, holding pattern. I don't even remember the last time.
Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
So I was a huge fan. I always watched it in college and then after college when I was like newly in the city and working and everything. But I tried to watch it like 2 weeks ago and it's literally just more of the same. It's exactly the same. So
it's mundane Larry doing. Yeah.
I couldn't get into it.
Okay. Interesting.
Have you watched
it? I love
it.
Yeah. So my friend actually turned me on to it. And
but
so
did you used to watch it?
No.
See, that's the thing. If this was the first time I had seen it,
yeah,
I'd be like, this is hilarious.
It is.
But it's, to me,
it's
I'm like,
Seinfeld humor.
It is.
But with, you know, with bad language in it, which is great.
Right. Which I totally get, but it's literally the same thing on repeat from 10, 15, 20 years ago. So I'm kind of like, all right.
But I guess some people like repetitive. You know, it's like people who watch cable news. It's the same crap over and over.
I know.
It's the same thing every night. I mean, turn on Hannity or Maddow, take your pick, and, you know, it's either FISA abuse or Trump's a Russian asset.
Well, that's the thing. I don't like the same old. Yeah. Obviously, that's why I'm married to Anthony. I need variety.
Something new every day.
Yes. I need multiple personalities and whatever else. So I can't get into things that are just repetitive.
Right.
So that's why I don't watch a lot of cable news. And people always say, oh, did you watch Grey's Anatomy or do you watch
da-da-da? No,
and I'm like, no, that freaking
forever.
Show has been on for, how are you?
The Bachelor? You watch The Bachelor?
You're like, no, I don't, you know? I like things.
10 girls fawning over one guy. I wish I was that guy.
Such a stupid show. But I like...
It's all staged, too.
...stuff on, like, Netflix. I like, you know, documentaries. I like...
Right, you like to use your brain and actually learn something.
Or, like, these shows that are, like, you know, I like Homeland. I like Succession. I like... Yeah.
Succession, you got to think, too.
Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, so...
You watch Blue Bloods?
No, parents love that show.
Love that show. Great show.
Tom Selleck is another person who never ages.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's the same age as
Trump. He's on all the Medicare commercials.
Yeah, I know. Got to be careful
the
when
mustache.
You start doing those, like, Alex Trebek did life insurance.
Right. Or Larry King doing those infomercials at 2 a.m.
Oh, my God. Is he still alive?
Yeah. Didn't he just get divorced at the 8th time?
Yeah, from Sean King. I know.
Imagine
them.
Getting married 8 times.
Was it really 8 times?
Let me see.
What's the point?
I always have to Google this. Yeah, what is the tipping point?
No, what is the point in being married anymore? Like,
I know.
If you're the 8th wife, do you really feel like you're even sacred or important?
Larry King wife.
Honestly.
This gives me a list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. But he's been married to... He was married to Sean King for a very long time because...
Since 97.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So...
Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
Be married 8 times?
Yeah. What's the point? Just...
I don't know. Ask Elizabeth Taylor.
Go on a couple of dates.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if you're not going to have kids...
Yeah. Well, at this point, I mean, the guy's how old? In his 80s?
Yeah, but he did have 2 kids with Sean King. But
well, see, men can have kids anytime.
23 years. 23 years? Yeah, 23
years.
97, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing's weird. So
it's almost as long as I've been alive.
Oh my God, yeah. So that they put in some time.
They did.
But that's the other thing. Unless you're completely whacked, who gets divorced at like 80 something?
I know. And then like, you know, you must have a prenup, I guess, because you're not giving
Sean.
Half of your stuff
well,
at 80 something,
right? Her, right?
I don't know. Does it matter at that point?
Well,
it's deranged.
The whole thing is bizarre. I don't know.
I can't get married once. This guy's been married 8 times.
Well, you're all young.
I'm
you don't even need to be married.
I mean, you married 2 Anthonys.
I did. But obviously, I married the first one too early. Take my advice. Get married 30
plus. What
age?
30 plus?
I would say 30 is a good age.
I think that's where the trends are going. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's getting married later because people are more focused on their careers.
Or just be more focused on not being married to a nut job.
Right. Yeah.
Because
getting into situations too quick.
Yeah. And then I was talking to the guy I work out with yesterday, and he was like, yeah, we were talking about Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. And I was saying how Kevin Federline is basically the main caregiver for their kids now. And he's like, wow. that's not saying much for Brittany, right? So I said, yeah, but at the time, I guess they both thought it was a good idea to get married. So when you have to say at the time, it seemed like a good idea.
Right.
Yeah, not
it's
a
like
good
when,
idea.
It's like when I was at Salt with you in May, and I passed by on the way to the conference, there's the wedding chapel at the Bellagio.
Yeah,
and
that
I just kind of
like
laughed
a good
to
idea
myself.
At the time. Right?
Yeah, how many drinks did you have at the John Fogerty concert?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
I just picture Anthony dancing.
At the John Fogerty concert. Was it bad? Can you send me clips? I want a black man.
I think
her.
I posted that video
any?
A while ago. I
oh,
have to find
out.
I will text it to you. I took a video of you two dancing, and he was like doing like a, not a disco, but you know Anthony. It's
he's a terrible dancer.
So funny. You were dancing everybody else but him. dancing like this.
Oh,
can't see in the
my
studio.
God.
Yeah.
Kinda
he's like being mooch.
You got to
send
me that.
So you got to go back a while.
You got to send me that.
Nope. I just saw the picture of Mark Cuban, so obviously I'm in the right spot.
So,
and you're planning the next conference already.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
we
coming
are.
Up. A moment. Oh, here we go.
I just saw a quote from Pence.
I'm showing Deirdre
gotta
the
send
picture.
That to me.
I got to text it
send,
to you.
Just text it to me. I got to look
will.
At that. I forgot what he looks like. So Katie Turr from MSNBC
right.
just posted. Oh, no, this is from last night. It's going to take 4 more years to drain the swamp. That's what Mike Pence said.
Oh, that's what Pence said? So it takes 8 years to drain the D.C. swamp, huh? You know what's funny?
No,
so
they're just making it more of a swamp.
I went to D.C., as you know, in August, and Congressman King gave my friends and I a nice tour, and I was on the House floor, which is so cool to see now, like the State of the Union, because I've been there. And it's a small room. And he was saying how that really was all swampland. Still is, kind of, but it's built on swampland. And the politicians used to come in and knock off their boots on the top and hide them behind the curtains on the balcony.
Really?
Yeah, to change into
when
the dress shoes. Because you had to
what
walk
year,
through mud.
Like, what century?
Oh, this goes back to the 1700s, you know, beginning of our nation.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
So I love history. I really do. And Anthony's the same way. I don't know how he reads that many books, though, because I can't, like...
Oh, Anthony?
I can't even get through a book in a month.
Yeah, that's his addiction. He loves it. I don't know. It's just really weird. We are moving, and I told him that somehow we managed to get a house with less space for your book. So I blocked an entire day off on his calendar to go through his library so he could help me figure out.
You have to get on his calendar.
I had to schedule myself for March 18th to
call
go
Anthony's
through.
Assistant.
That's what I did. And she blocked me off for a day to go through all of his books, literally.
Yeah. Like, does he save it after he reads it?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And
but he doesn't reread it, does he?
Sometimes he goes back. He goes back and reads things. Or, like, he's always, all of our older kids are always like, ugh, because he'll take them into the office and be like, see this quote from this book? He's, like, whipping out books, like, you know, trying to school them on life.
That's funny.
So, Dale Carnegie and all this nonsense. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So we're both here in New York, and I know you, we've talked about law enforcement a lot. So there were, my day here over the weekend at WCBS where we taped this, we had two cops shot within 12 hours. This deranged person attempted assassination on two police officers in a police van, hit the guy in his carotid, almost hit his carotid artery.
Right.
And then the next morning, he actually walked in. Now, you're a suspect. He walked into the station house and opened fire. And luckily, it's a bad shot. At point-blank range, he missed the guy. He hit one guy in his arm. So they're fine. But, you know, when we see, like, an increase in police in the city, you must see it when you come in. On certain days, it's heightened security. What is your feeling in terms of the political outrage now that these cops are you know, we need to support them at a solidarity event, you know, your favorite mayor, Bill de Blasio, here in New York, you know, saying, oh, you know, we got to stand by our cops. But is this too late?
Well, I never understood the Bill de Blasio thing, because at the end of the day, who do you think is running around watching your ass and protecting you? And that's the same thing. I feel that way when I see athletes or famous people speaking out against law enforcement. I'm thinking to myself, well, who do you think is protecting your stadium, or who do you think is protecting you at your concert? And who are you calling if someone is coming after you? So, of course, in every... Yeah, exactly. Try that number and see if you get anyone. No, in every walk of life, there's always a bad actor. There's always somebody nefarious in everything, or someone who's bad at their job, or just clueless person, right? That isn't everything. That's law enforcement, teachers, doctors, moms, that you name it. You can't be good at everything, right? Yeah. So there's somebody who is involved in something that they shouldn't be always, right? And so obviously, yeah, are there probably cops that aren't great or don't have the best morals or judgment? 100%. But overall, I think most people go into that job to help people. I mean, at the end of the day, they're risking their lives. I saw somebody yesterday pull somebody over. It was like two nights ago. I'm with my kids driving. It was pouring rain. They're pulled over on the side of the Long Island Expressway. Mm. It's a Saturday night or Sunday night. Do you think they really want to be standing on a highway in traffic in the pouring rain at night, walking up to a car where they don't know what they're encountering for not enough money? No. So you got to support these people.
You can put yourself in other people's shoes, too.
Right. You have to think that, on the whole, most people are doing that job for the right reasons. And they're putting their neck out and sticking their neck out for you. I know I've had times, you know, Trump people are crazy, I think. And most of them. And a lot of them. And we've had problems in our home where I've had to have the police come.
Really?
Yes. And so
going after Anthony?
Well, you know, we've had death threats.
Trump is crazy.
Burn your house down and this, that, and the other thing.
Oh,
or crap. Stuff with our kids. And who am I calling? I'm calling the police. So I'm going to support them, you know, and I'm going to hope and pray that they're good at heart for the most part.
Totally. You know, people who, sorry to hear that. I never heard that story. Those people who get so hyped up on anything, but politics, sports, where it's like you are the enemy if you disagree.
We're just having this conversation off the air. This wasn't, I should correct myself, or not correct myself, but I should be more clear. It's actually, it's not just pro-Trump people. It's also people that don't like Trump. So we've had both issues.
Totally.
You know, so it's just.
Anthony's got to make enemies to everybody.
Right. He just pissed everyone off.
Right.
Right.
Which I guess is, in politics, if you make everyone angry, then that's a good thing.
Maybe you're doing something right.
Right.
Yeah. Because that means you actually are down the middle.
But it's a sin that, I mean, look at the situation with Gayle King talking. I mean, brought up Kobe Bryant's legacy. And obviously part of his life, when you look back at his life, he was accused of rape.
Right.
There was a case. He went to court. He settled out of court. He admitted to consensual sex with her. There was a whole case. Part of his life. Yes, he's married and has kids, and he patched things up with his wife, and you know, it seems like he was a really good father.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him personally. I know he was at a SALT conference.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look back at someone's life, that it's something there. All
right,
she did was point it out.
You can't pick and choose.
Pick and choose.
Right. This is the canvas of our life. That's like me and Anthony trying to say 2017 didn't exist, and we're perfect, and we didn't go through like...
You patched things up, and you also accepted it. Yeah.
Right. And so if someone asks us about it, whether I'm alive or dead, yes, it still happened.
Right.
But the thing about that that is not great is that, and I don't want to go against CBS because we're on...
No, well, first of all, we're on by Entercom.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's, you know,
right.
But affiliate.
But that's kind of like a bait and switch for her. That's kind of like a gotcha for Gayle King, because she did an entire extensive interview, and that was the one thing they used to promote.
Well, CBS admitted fault on putting out the, whoever did it, I mean, it could have been a production assistant, put out a minute clip of just that. It was obviously trying to get attention
for the show on social media. Of,
they apologize for that. But in an hour show, I get it.
You're entitled
that it comes
to
up.
Ask that in an hour show.
Right, as
but
a
definitely,
journalist, yeah.
I could see why people would take issue with using that as the promotional piece because just out of some respect, you know, I mean, it's a fresh thing and come on.
And it's clickbait. And but for her to get death threats and for like Snoop Dogg to be putting out a video, relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your problem?
People are so amped up and so hyped up all the time.
I'm tired of it.
I'm tired too. And I have to cough. Hold on. Let me turn off my mic.
All right, Deirdre coughs, we'll edit that.
They probably heard it on your mic.
We'll edit that, no, we're not.
yeah, it's all good. So, anyway, people need to calm down.
Yeah, and we've been saying that
Taylor
for so
Swift
long.
Said.
Right, shake it off.
Her whole song. She has a song, you need to calm down. Have
oh, is that a song?
It?
I haven't. I heard, what's the one of them, something about love. I don't know, everything's about love with
Lover.
Her. Lover.
Yeah.
Lover.
Yeah. I don't even know. I've never heard that. I've never, every time that song comes on the radio, I switch it.
You switch it?
Yeah. So, what else do we want to talk about? So the cop thing, just to recap, I think it's a total shame. And de Blasio needs to take a hike. Talk about Monday morning quarterback. You can't hype up this thing, make it a huge thing. You're turning, people are literally, we're turning their backs.
He's come out several times and raised alarms about, because he's married to an African American woman. And he said, trying to appeal to a base.
Right.
And he's like, you know, I told my son Dante to be careful of cops.
Right.
What?
Right.
And they're protecting you.
Right.
Like, you know, you just set off. There's a way of appealing to people without setting a fire.
Right. But you also have to be balanced. Yeah. There are, like the Eric Garner thing.
I get
there are situations where they are completely out of line and they should be fired immediately, never to have that job again. They don't have the responsibility. They don't deserve that job. But there's ways to say everything, you know?
There, and you got to think things through. Think before you speak.
Well, Trump doesn't do any of that.
I know.
So he has set the precedent.
Right.
The president has set the precedent.
So he released a budget, which is, you know, a appeal to an election year. It's $4.8 trillion, which I can't even fathom. And you know, over time,
borrowed money.
I mean, look, our deficit is $20 trillion in debt, and Trump has not reduced that deficit, even though he ran on that. But his by 2030, so that's in 10 years. The deficit would come down, but here's the deal: there's so many factor into this. I mean, first of all, he's going to be president in 10 years, so there'll be different priorities. What do you make of this? I mean, I know Anthony's the money guy, but it's like you look at this; it's like we're spending so much money on, and I get military defense spending. I get it; we have a lot of issues, but there are some things that we're spending money on. And it's like, really?
Well, I don't. Like you, I'm not a numbers person, but I never really understood the whole thing anyway. Like, I never understood. So, supposedly, when Bill Clinton was president, we were out of debt. Is that correct?
I mean, we had a budget
surplus.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how now do we own trillions of dollars?
A lot of waste of money. And where is the money? Like, that's the creepy part when you think about it.
Well,
and
it's all like fake
the money.
Monopoly money.
I know. Because we could just keep borrowing.
Right. Like, who and when and where are we paying back for this? And, like, it's just so crazy. It's, like, never a hard dollar that you touch.
Yeah, it doesn't
seem
realistic.
It's just all, like, fake money.
Yeah.
And, but it's not. But everything is out on, like, IOU notes and...
I know.
A lot of it, I think, belongs to China. But...
Yeah, China's causing a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Between the coronavirus and... You know, whatever else is going on over there, have you ever been to China?
No, I've not been to mainland China. I've been to Hong Kong.
Okay. I've never been to China. I really don't plan on it. It seems like, I think I would rather go to Abu Dhabi than
there are a lot of places that I'd probably go see before China.
Yeah.
But,
it's like
I
Russia.
Just don't, yeah. I
no
don't
college.
Get the, I don't get what they're doing. Like, when people say that they're going to surpass us in technology and in life.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, how is that possible? Because, like, they're not regulated. They're destroying the...
They're stealing our stuff. They're stealing
Apple.
They're
stealing our intelligence.
Right.
So they're thieves. They're basically destroying the environment because the government runs everything and mm-hmm. they have no regulations. So the people are dying over there. They can't even breathe. There's garbage beyond garbage. I mean, a lot of elements of it are pretty backward. Like, who's eating snakes and bats and stuff like yeah. that? You know what I mean? It's just, that's the thing, the issue with our world today. There's so much international travel that people are just bringing things from point A to point B to point C, and it's literally like contagion.
I know. And you know they don't clean those airplanes either.
No, they don't.
You know?
No, they don't.
They bring their own disinfection wipes.
I know. And, you know, cruise ships and
yeah,
just everything. That's another fight I'm having with Anthony. We're supposed to go on a cruise in March, and I don't want to go, and he thinks I'm being paranoid. He's like, who from Wuhan province is going to be on the Disney cruise
yeah,
in Tampa?
Yeah, that's all you need.
But I'm like,
is
I don't know.
It? Yeah.
To me, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But
why don't you just go to Hawaii?
He
or like,
I'm
you know.
Crazy.
Right.
But am I crazy? I don't think so.
No, I think
I wish this is where
people
I wish
are really
we had
fearful.
Callers in.
I know, right?
Because I'm like, he's got me when I
could be like Mike Francesa on The Fan.
Yeah.
Mike Montclair. Okay.
Yeah. I want to know, am I the only crazy person who's double thinking going on a cruise?
Yeah.
And he's like, by March 20th, it'll all be rectified. I'm like, what are you smoking? It'll just be worse.
Yeah, and we don't really know what it is. You know, it's like this, it's a, they always say, and we say it, it's a novel virus, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what the hell it is, you know? And the World Health Organization said yesterday, really only 2% of these cases are fatal. Coming from mostly in China, 99% of the cases are in China. But someone could come here. I mean, I know there are travel restrictions now, but with all, like you say, with all this international travel, someone's bound to come here. And I had a conversation with family last night. Some people are like, I want to get a mask. I mean, people walking around Manhattan more so than typical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, a lot of Asians wear the surgical mask, which is nothing. But I see more people now in Manhattan wearing masks.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't
you
know what they...
You saw that today, right?
I see a lot yeah. of it everywhere. Yeah, I was at urgent care with my kids, and there were a lot of people in masks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just a weird world that we're living in. So this Friday is Valentine's Day.
Right.
So do you have a Valentine?
I do not. You want to be my Valentine?
Sure.
We'll be together.
Yeah, I'll be with you. So
I know.
Yeah.
I do not. I will... I get to luck out
on
spending.
So are you going to go to Burger King?
Yeah, maybe I will, because they're doing an interesting thing. Promotion. I've never even seen the movie trailer for this. Birds
no,
of Prey.
No, me either. I love Margot Robbie, though.
I do, too.
Yep.
I wonder if Anthony.
I'm sure. He loves everybody.
Sexual escapades.
Mm-hmm. He loves chicks. So.
So this is an interesting promotion. You could show up to Burger King on Valentine's Day, which is Friday. So if you just found that out, pause the podcast, go do what Anthony does, call your assistant and get flowers.
Right. Go buy something for your significant other.
And they are, so they're allowing you to trade in a photo and get a free Whopper. That's a pretty good deal. I take it.
I mean, well, I found out a few days ago that there's a Burger King app. I'm sure all of these restaurants have apps that offer coupons. Like, so the other day I was driving around with my friend, and she's like, listen, we were at Target. She's asked me, let's swing by Burger King. And I said, okay, why? She's like, I have a 2-for-1 coupon for a Whopper.
You need a 2-for-1 coupon? This is not fine dining.
So she had 2 Whoppers.
Wow.
I was like, more power to you. Yeah.
Tough day?
I don't know.
Or just
probably
craving
she was
craving
helping
a
me with my kids. So yeah, so she had a coupon. She bought one and got the other one free. But I'm assuming all of these restaurants have apps like that. I'm just like living in La La Land.
They must. Oh, you know what I found out recently? White Castle has an app.
Yeah,
and
well,
you can schedule
a
pickup.
So Burger King has an app. Everything
yeah,
has
guess
an
so.
App.
Everything's yeah. an app. You need an app.
There's an app for that.
The Mrs. Mooch app.
I know. What would that entail? I don't know.
I don't know. All these sound bites that I have at my fingertips.
Of him.
The
man.
Right.
So, no, that would require Alzheimer's drugs.
Blown.
Oh, my God.
Fingered it.
I'm not the one that pushes that, by the way.
Oh, my God. Okay. So what
I... Labia.
What was that? Labia?
Deirdre just gave me a dirty look.
No, I was like just thrown off. I haven't heard him say labia in a while. So
maybe Friday. Maybe Friday. You know, why don't you go to Burger King for dinner? And Anthony brings a picture of his ex. You bring a picture of your ex.
Oh, my God. We'll be eating for free.
There'll be no collusion after that.
No. Definitely not. So speaking of Valentine's Day, right. So people just spend a lot of money on this holiday, I guess, right?
Yeah, $2.4 billion. Billion with a B.
On candy.
That's
a lot of sugar. That's a lot of sugar.
That's all, yeah. Right? Well, you got to give sugar to get sugar, right?
Well, I guess.
I wouldn't know.
My trainer always says, when I always say, I just had like one M&M, or like I just had a handful of M&Ms. He'll say, well, how many times a week do you have a handful of M&Ms? Because if you compound that, you'll have 75 pounds of M&Ms by the end of the year. And then when you think of anything in mass quantity, you're like, oh, I know. That's not good.
M&Ms are good.
I love it.
By the way, candy of choice, according to candystore.com, for Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Kansas, Iowa, don't mention Iowa on this podcast because it's after the caucus, Idaho, and Arizona. Their favorite candy, M&M's.
It's mine, too, though.
Yeah. I like Reese's.
Anthony loves Reese's.
Yeah.
He always
get addicted
says,
to that.
I like chocolate and peanut butter.
I love chocolate.
I love chocolate. I love peanut butter. Yeah. But if I have to choose a candy, I like dark chocolate M&M's.
Dark chocolate M&M's. Did I ever tell you I interviewed an M&M?
No.
Not the rapper, as I thought that it was going to be when I got an email about
it. But it was like
it was the voice actor for the yellow M&M.
Aw, that's so cute.
It was the Super Bowl in New York, or technically New Jersey, the Meadowlands. Right. And they were doing a promotion M&M, and the commercials are hysterical. But I thought when
I got
the email...
Well, they're always in fear for their lives, because they're going to be eaten.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you have to, you know, the showing the milk chocolate and, you know, kind of puns and all that. So the yellow, and this is a famous voice actor, and he was in voice, and I couldn't keep a straight face. I was just laughing. I was like, hello, Neil, how are you?
Oh, my God. Wait, was it just over the radio?
Yeah, it was on the radio. It was on Hofstra's radio station.
Nobody could see how ridiculous he looked doing that.
No, at least he didn't come in dressed as the Hey, it could be a costume for Anthony someday.
I was going to say, if you had to literally stand there and interview an M&M, that's like interviewing the freaking Hamburglar.
It's like what's he on? Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, yeah.
When he was in the purple outfit?
That
with Natalie Eva Marie.
That turned me off for like a few weeks when he was humping the steer or whatever.
With Ryan Lochte?
Yeah, it was not cool.
So... What are you hoping? Well, I guess Anthony always gets you flowers, but which it's so funny how flowers are so expensive on Valentine's Day. The next day, they just plummet.
I know. Well, to be honest, I have to give him credit where credit's due. He sends me flowers every week, which
every
is
week.
Really sweet. Yeah. So I got.
Since 2017.
Yeah, since 2017.
I kind of owed you.
Yeah. So he sends me flowers every week, but I'm sure he'll send me flowers, but we made a decision to just go to dinner, and I think we're like 100 years old now because we're going to see West Side Story.
Okay.
So we're officially old school people. So we're doing that. We're not giving each other gifts. We love cards. We always give each other cards.
Yeah. Cards
even
are important to me.
On regular days, we drop each other cards.
That's nice.
But so we'll do cards and dinner, and that's it. No
Maybe
big
he could get you
gifts.
Liquored up with vodka-infused candy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Popular with conversation hearts last year.
Well, you know what? I will probably have one sip of alcohol and be drunk because, number one, I'm on a humongous
oh,
diet, even though it's
you?
Not working.
Yeah.
And that diet entails not drinking. So I haven't Ooh. Had anything to drink since...
So you're not drinking on Valentine's Day? A glass of wine?
No, I'm going to drink.
Okay.
But... I'll probably be hammered.
Anthony's in for, you better order a
well,
security guard.
It could go well or it could go south. TBD.
I think he may want it.
Well,
I'll stay out of that.
I mean, south, like in a fight.
Shakira, Shakira?
Yeah. Anyway, we
was fun.
We are going to be actually together for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
about time.
Right. Everybody bring your defibrillators when you hear Anthony's voice again. You might go into a cardiac arrest. But we'll be back next Tuesday, Mooch and the Misses. It'll actually be Mooch and the Misses. So make sure you tune in and check us out on social media before then. See you guys next week.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.